In this world, we have many different types of communication and mechanisms to do that. But when is it too much? Today we're going to explore that topic on the topic of cell phones, computers, and everything tech, including other tech. So today, everyone, almost everyone that you know, has a smartphone or has a computer, or they need it for work. Maybe even they don't use it very much. But first, I'm going to start with, I think, out of the psychological effects of having a phone near, your phone you can use to call people, you can use to text people, but how often do you do that? How often are you just messing around on it? I think, I'm just going to start this out with saying this, phones cause people to be less happy. And things, they don't have to exactly, but I think if you use your life doing what's easy, it makes it hard to live again. And some of the science backs that up. I looked up what the psychological effects of technology are, and this website that I found says that social media causes people to feel more isolated. So that was in a study of 19 to 35 year olds. And everyone on it said that if they had a good experience on social media, they felt a little bit more connected. But if they had a bad experience, they were more likely to be depressed and feel more isolated. One of the other things is when you have your phone and you're watching it or your computer and you're doing that all day, you get blurred vision and dry eyes, which is really bad for your eyesight. So when we have people of this generation growing old, they could have bad eyesight in the future instead of hearing damage like past generations. Well, they could have hearing damage too, but blurred vision is going to be one of the biggest epidemics among older people in the next 20 to 30 years, is I'm guessing. They also cause musculoskeletal issues, so you have upper neck problems and back pain. Usually that's just from bending at an awkward angle, and computers and phones are made to be utilitarian, and utilitarian does not always help the body in the way it's sitting and interacting with this device or thing. Sometimes even technology causes sleep problems. One of the things that I would say is phones emit a certain sort of blue light and red light. But blue light, when we get it in the morning, it wakes us up. Our bodies are made to wake up with blue light. But every night before bed, if you're looking at your phone, you're looking at blue light staring you right at the face. But there's also another problem. Researchers were looking at phones and blue lights and blue light cameras and things that could block blue light from your phone. Some people have special glasses that block blue light. And when they use those, and they found out about them, it turns out they don't actually help people sleep. They could make them worse because the red light is just as bad because the red light is now concentrated. And red light mimics sunlight. So it could even be worse than the blue light. Another psychological part of having your phone next to you is you're going to be tempted to pick it up, or you forget to turn your ringer off and you're up, or you just think about it and then you can't sleep. You stare at the wall for an hour trying to figure out what to do, and then you eventually pick up your phone. And next thing you know it, oh, it's 3 a.m. I know I've done that many, many times. Usually, when you take technology into effect, kids have a much worse reaction than adults do. Because adults have their lives and they use them as productivity machines, but kids use them for fun, and that messes with their brains. Kids with iPads or anything else, they have effects like violence and sleep problems and all the other bone problems and blurred vision and dry eyes, except worse because they're still developing. It's like how you wouldn't give a bottle of beer to a kid, but you might be able to give it to an adult. Now I'm going to talk about, I got most of the rest of this data from a hospital website where they develop hospital technology. And this is what they said on the website. Errors in the hospital occur now differently because of technology. And there are a few people that if the tech went down could continue working. You know what that means? When you have robotic arms doing surgeries, people stop learning how to do surgeries without the robotic arms. They learn how to operate the robotic arms, but what happens when you lose power? Nobody knows. Nobody knows what they would do. And they stop checking as much because they trust the machine. Because the machine is made to be more accurate than humans, but humans have better brains than machines do. And it's always a human programming it. So if there's two humans watching it, you wouldn't just let your friend do a surgery without watching. You'd watch him and make sure he doesn't make a mistake, right? I think we should do the same with machines. Now, power reliance is one of the biggest things for hospitals with technology. Because everyone, like a lot of people, rely on that technology to survive. Sometimes even for your heartbeat. Sometimes we change out their heartbeat for a machine so that they can continue having their heart beat after it's been taken out or switched out. And that's huge. Hospitals need to have power. Otherwise, people are going to die. When you're near computers or phones or anything like that, your brain gets accustomed to help. It's in our brain's DNA that it wants to spend the least energy possible. Just like how you know how a river will go the least possible resistance way. Well, what happens when you always have a calculator in your pocket? When you always have all the answers to the world on your phone, on Google, on everything else? Now what do? You don't have to think. A society without thinking is a dangerous society. A society that doesn't progress, a society that stays stagnant. And, you know, you go and you think, take the thoughts of communism. Nobody wants to work if food's free, if everything's free. Nobody wants to think if thinking's free, if you get free thinking. Automation bias is what it's called. It's shortcuts our brains take to save energy and not work. It's your brain wants to never work harder than it has to, ever. And, you know, if your brain's thinking, if it works 99% of the time, why check the 1%? Even if the 1% means if someone's dead. Technology likes to tell you what you want to hear. I mean, like with phones and computers, the internet likes to tell you what you want to hear. You're not going to go searching around on Twitter for adverse opinions. You're going to look around on Twitter for things that agree with you, right? Now, the bad thing about that is because we made Twitter to be the way people want it to be, our algorithms and everything in the platforms say what people want to hear. Now, that doesn't seem that bad on the surface. That's great when it comes to jokes and entertainment, and you want to watch the movies you want to watch. But what happens if you only hear things that agree with you? That is not good. When you hear that, you begin to become an extremist. Well, I mean, you don't have to, but 99% of the time, you become more extreme in your beliefs when everyone tells you that your beliefs are accurate and true. If there's no one to stand up against your beliefs, why would you? Because they're your beliefs. And it just brings out the extremists. And we've seen this with Black Lives Matter and things like that, because people don't hear the other side. They don't want to hear the other side. They blind it out. And they block it out. And they burn the books. If there's all this information in front of you that doesn't really matter to you, let's say you just have video games and all the stuff that's going on in the world, how do you decide what you care about? How do you pick out what matters to you? How do you figure out what you pay attention to? That's the hardest thing for most people. Most people I know, they spend their time on video games because there's so much in front of them. But then they don't understand what's worth it to fight for in this world. Because they don't understand what's worth it at all. This was a bit of a rant. The point is, data and computers and all that stuff is put there by people. And people aren't perfect. So computers aren't perfect either. But you need to critically think. And if you lose critically thinking, you become a robot. And robots technology. And technology is bad. I'm just kidding. We lose our uniqueness as a society if everyone becomes a robot. When everyone's on autopilot. It's okay to have a few people on autopilot, but they're not going to be enjoying their lives. Anyway, that's me signing out.